We will now take a few minutes to review a demo of how the CRM report is used and how you can update it. Starting our demo on the CRM report, we are going to start with the Lead Pipeline tab. Column A, full name, this is the potential client's full name. If this potential client is a lead from Facebook, this should auto-populate. Column B is the phone number, C is the email, and D is the lead date. Columns B through D should also auto-populate if they are coming from the Facebook form. A lead date from a Facebook form will be in the same format as it is on the Facebook form itself. If the lead is coming from a different source, you will need to manually type all of these fields in. Moving to column E, this is the opportunity level. This is a drop-down cell and you'll have three options: hot, warm, or cold. Next in column F is the lead source. This field you will also have to populate, and you will just click whether the lead came from Facebook or a different source. Column G is the lead manager. This is where we will allocate the lead to the appropriate member of the sales team. Column H is the lead stage. Is it an open lead? Is it an open lead that's in a contract phase? Has the lead been sold? Or is it a lost lead? I, this column is for the address once you have it. Because this is a sales pipeline, it's good to have as much information as we possibly can get. That way, if at any point we need to quickly look something up or another team member needs to find something, they don't need to necessarily track down the person who is the manager of that lead. They can go into the pipeline and get all the information that they need. Column J is the city. If it is a lead from Facebook, the city will auto-populate. If not, you will have to enter it yourself. Column K, their province, L, postal code, and M, the lead, any lead notes that you feel need to go into the pipeline. All of these columns you will need to complete manually. They will not auto-populate. Now let's take a look at the call sheet tabs. All call sheet tabs will look the same. They will just be allocated to different members of the team. Let's quickly go through each of the columns, and then we'll do a sample of entering a new lead into the spreadsheet. So column A is the date. For the date, you need to double click on the cell and a calendar will pop up and you can just select the date. Column B is the lead status. This is a dropdown and you'll have different options to choose from. Column C, the full name, you will need to manually enter the name from the lead pipeline into the call sheet. Column D, primary phone, you will need to manually enter this from the pipeline as well. And column E, the email, you will also need to manually enter from the lead pipeline. Column F, the lead stage, this is a drop-down option. You can choose from it being an open lead, contract, which is an open lead but in a contract phase, sold, or lost. Column G. Column G has two sections to enter. So the first call date and status. So the top cell, if you double click, a calendar will pop down and you can just easily click on the date. The second cell underneath, you can choose from a drop-down option, no answer, message left, no answer, no message left, answered, follow-up required, answered, package sent. The next column, H, is for notes. You will manually enter any information that you need for your follow-up. The next few columns follow the same pattern. It is for your second call with your notes, third call with your notes, and then fourth call with your notes. Quickly now, enter an example in.